President and First Lady will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with local and state officials on the ground.
Jean-Pierre says the president has offered his condolences to the families and this.
There is no justification for violence of any kind, and we will not tolerate any attack on any of our nation's communities.
In addition, she says every effort is being made to keep the American people safe. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President-elect Trump is not happy about a sentencing date set for Friday in his hush money case. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Trump's spokesman calls the ruling deeply conflicted and says Trump must be allowed to continue the presidential transition process and to execute the vital duties of the presidency unobstructed by ongoing cases.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson keeps his job after a vote kicked off the new Congress, but it took some behind-the-scenes negotiation. Correspondent Scott McFarland explains from Capitol Hill.
Kentucky's Thomas Massey, South Carolina's Ralph Norman, and Texas's Keith Self, who've opposed some of the large spending bills Johnson passed to avoid government shutdowns last year, voted for someone else first. President-elect Donald Trump, who'd endorsed Johnson, intervened and called two of the defectors. Norman and Self then switched their votes and put Johnson over the top.
A big storm system is moving over the Midwest, starting today and then heading east. The first major snow of the season there. It comes as some are wrapping up their holiday travel. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
It's going to impact the airports. So any kind of travel on Sunday, getting ahead of the next week, probably back to work for a lot of people, that's going to become really hazardous.
A state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held next week. But first, the goodbyes get underway in Georgia.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta. To a person, those stopping by the Carter Presidential Center praised the nation's 39th president, especially for what he did after he left office.
He was a consistently decent person. The guy every day, stand-up guy, doing the right thing.
After a private memorial service at the Carter Center today, the former president's body will lie in repose until early Tuesday morning, ahead of a state funeral in Washington, D.C. next Thursday. Jim Crisul, CBS News, Atlanta.
Carter died Sunday at the age of 100 after a long period of hospice care. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Selena's murderer wants out of prison.
30 years after she was murdered, Selena's killer is under review for parole in Texas. 64-year-old Yolanda Saldivar, the former president of the singer's fan club and manager of her clothing boutiques, is serving a life sentence. On March 1st, 1995, she shot Selena at a Days Inn hotel in Corpus Christi after she found out Saldivar had been embezzling money. The Tejano legend would have turned 24. 2 weeks later. If granted parole, 64-year-old Saldivar would serve the rest of her sentence under community supervision. If denied, her next review would be in 5 years. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
World Wrestling Entertainment is launching a new era of Monday Night Raw. The WWE kicks off its new partnership with Netflix on Monday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Park to the Wynn Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh,
on a roof. Up on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on a roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the
roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
But that didn't hurt.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Plays upon her head.
celebrations of heaven and wither. Yeah. my.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on me.
trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The national farewell to Jimmy Carter begins today in Plains, Georgia, where the nation's 39th president spent most of his 100 years. Friend and neighbor Jan Williams says, just like about everyone else in Plains, she called him Mr. Jimmy.
He has touched my life in so many ways. I just want to go and stand by the casket for a few moments and just say out loud, thank you, Mr. Jimmy.
Former President Jimmy Carter died last Sunday. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer covered the Carter administration. He details the start of the memorials for the late president.
Presidents plan their own funerals. Jimmy Carter was a planner. He was an engineer. The day starts with a hometown goodbye. The motorcade carrying the body will pass through